Hello and welcome to 989-7500. This is CinemaScoop Newsreel.
Sky above, recalling thrills of our love. There's one thing I'm certain of: return. I will to old Brazil.
Hello and welcome to Newsreel, a very special edition of CinemaScoop. And this tape will be running November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of 1986. And we were actually supposed to rerun the final playing of our premiere program for CinemaScoop. However, I was in a good mood, I had some extra time to kill, and well, here we are together again. And I never thought it would be this soon, but I will be back with CinemaScoop next week on November 10th. I want to remind you all that we're taking input this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all three of the major days, so go see a movie this weekend for sure, and give us a call at 989-7500 right here where you dialed, and leave us a film review. I want to just let you all know that in the future, whenever you never hear a Wild Side program, or a rerun program, which will be the second week of programming, we will probably be running one of these newsreel recordings, which is a special edition of CinemaScoop, basically when I get a lot of extra time. Also, a lot of you are wondering, why am I making tapes every other week? Well, when I decided to go back up, I didn't really have that much time, and to make a tape every other week is better than not getting a tape at all. So I figured, well, let's compromise. The callers will understand. And by the way, I understand a lot more than you think I do. Anyway, this is a lot of fun, but I got to fade up in this music because you're going to miss it. It's great. It's from the movie Brazil. Hope you saw it. And we're out of here with the newsreel. Hello, you're on Live with Paul Mack. This is CinemaScoop. Who called in?
Oh, Dick Mason.
Pardon?
Dick Mason.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, who is this? Paul Mack?
Yeah, this is Paul Mack. Who's this?
You sure am?
Yeah.
This is Dick Mason. Jesus.
What, Jesus or Dick Mason? Make up your mind.
Nick. Nick.
Nick?
Nick Rocks, Dick Mason.
Well, how are you?
With the speech, how are you?
I'm fine. So what's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. I'm up here at 12:30.
What are you doing calling in this late?
Not much. I'm just, like, really bored.
Okay. Well, have you seen any movies lately?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what did I see? I saw Tough Guys.
Tough Guys. Tell us about it.
Well, it's about these two guys who came out of jail and they're really old. One of them has to go live in an old folks' home and one of them has to go to work. And they screw everything up and they just end up going back to crime again in Mexico. It's pretty good.
Okay, so you'd recommend this film?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Have you seen The Color of Money yet?
I wouldn't see that, no.
You wouldn't see it? How about Ruthless People?
Yes, I saw Ruthless People.
You like that one,
an
too?
An excellent movie, excellent.
Okay, you like that one, too. The reason why I say this is because all three of these films were turned out by Touchstone, better known as the Walt Disney Company.
Yep.
And they're all good films. Anyway, we have a question for you, and if you answer it correctly, you'll win a free ticket good for either a man, United Artists, Pacific, or General Cinema Theater. Oh. It's not an easy question, but then again, it is kind of easy to a lot of people. So if you can answer it, you'll win a ticket to one of those theaters. And the question is, what year was Mickey Mouse born?
Mickey Mouse born.
It's a hard one.
Now, how long do I get to answer this?
What?
How long do I get to answer this?
Well, I mean, you don't have... I mean, just if you don't know, take a shot. He's in his 50s, so, I mean...
Let me think.
What year was Mickey Mouse born?
You mean like Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse? Or?
Sure, yeah, that's it.
All right. I can't think. Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, they celebrate this every single year at the studio.
Okay.
And
it has to be sometime in the 30s, because it came out just about the same time Superman did.
Okay, so name a date.
Shut up, Rachel.
Maybe Rachel knows. Ask her.
Rachel, okay. Rachel, do you know when was the first born? When Mickey Mouse was born? I guess not.
Okay, we'll take a guess.
Okay, how about 1900 and... How about 1938?
Is your guess?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're wrong. 1938 is incorrect. Don't feel bad, because we don't have anything for you. But, no, you know, you were off by exactly 10 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was born in 1928 on November 18th, and Walt Disney was only 26 years old when he thought up Mickey Mouse.
Is it Mickey or Mortimer?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. I can't believe that. I messed up.
Oh, well, hey, that's okay. Don't feel bad. It wasn't an easy question, but then again...
it wasn't a hard question.
I mean, what do you want for $6, right?
Yeah.
So, hey, I want to thank you for calling. And,
well, thank you.
Thanks for playing the CinemaScoop game here, and call again at 989-7500.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Really enjoy your tape.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You heard the mouse. Put your phones down and start, you know, get up and boogie on your butt or something. Come on. No, no, wait a minute. Come back, come back. It's okay. Don't leave me yet. I've got Disney news to do. And have you ever tried to do Disney news? Well, first of all, I doubt it. But secondly, have you ever tried to do it with a bunch of people doing aerobics, a bunch of animals, aerobicizing in the background? This is ridiculous. But hey, it's Disney news. I thought it was appropriate to do this spewing now. I got the stuff in front of me. It's the front of me is the stuff is here. And you ever had one? I had this record lying around, and I thought to myself, well, you know, I've never actually used it on the air. And I guess that justifies that. Anyway, we're talking Disney stuff. Why do I do Disney? Because I've got the records. What can I say? The Color of Money, which of course is was made at the Walt Disney Studios, and it's one of their films. However, they don't call it a Walt Disney picture. They call it a Touchstone production, and it's released under that banner by Buena Vista Distribution. Well, The Color of Money is already the color of success. The film has set an industry record for the highest per-screen average of any fall break in national release in over 100 theaters. Congratulations, guys. Touchstone release of Disney's The Color of Money. You know what I'm trying to say. It's already made. Now, get a load of this. In just a short amount of time, $6,357,877 at 635 theaters during its first 3 days in release. Now, $6 million. Did I say million? That's right. $6 million is a lot of money. You know, for 3 days? Now, that's scam, buddy. Wish I made a picture that good. Okay, and that's an average of about, I guess, about $10,000 and some odd cents per screen. That's a good deal. Oh, here's some news. Disney Channel expanding to 24-hour format for any of you parents out there that have Disney Channel. The Disney Channel will begin programming 24 hours a day on December 7th. It was recently announced by Bruce Ryder. Basically, he's riding along for the money is what he's doing. Vice President of Programming over there. And the channel's presently on the air from 6 a.m. to 1:30 a.m. daily.
Additional programming hours will be filled by two feature films or specials that appeal to adults. Get ready for that one. As well as episodes of Walt Disney Presents. Scan that. Let me tell you, get your VCRs in record mode and get some of those Walt classics on there, buddy. All right. Check this out. Disney Amblin, together for the first time. They're teaming together for Roger Rabbit. Well, this is interesting. Walt Disney Pictures and Steven Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment are teaming up for Who Framed Roger Rabbit? A combination live-action animation comedy scam feature, which and its production is slated to begin later this year in Los Angeles and London under the direction of Robert Zemeckis. And he directed Back to the Future, and Robert Watts will produce, and Mr. Watts is a personal friend of mine, so I know it's going to be good. He also produced Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Steven Spielberg, Kathleen Kennedy, and Frank Marshall will executive produce, and a screenplay will be by Jeffrey Price and Peter Seaman, and it's based on a book by Gary Wolfe. All right, Spielberg and Disney together, let me tell you, you better know I'm going to be in line for that puppy. Anyway, all right, check this out. Here's an interesting scam. Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck are the stars of Mickey and Donald, a weekly half-hour animated cartoon series premiering October 26th. No big deal, you say, premiering October 26th? But it's premiering on the China Central Television Network. Mickey and Donald, TV stars in China now. What have they thought of that? These Disney people, have they ever not thought of anything? I'm doing swell. All right, that's it. Let me tell you, we're going to have more on that special story next week on CinemaScoop Disney News, but that sounds exciting, doesn't it? Here's some TV news. Director Barry Levinson and his producing partner Mark Johnson, good buddies, I bet, together they've collaborated on Diner, The Natural, Young Sherlock Holmes, and the upcoming Touchstone Films release, Tin Men, starring Richard Dreyfuss and Danny DeVito. And they've just signed to executive produce a new sitcom for Touchstone Television. That's Disney TV. Not, you know, Disney Channel, but it's regular TV produced by Disney. It's going to be called Harry and will star Alan Arkin, another refugee from films, as a wheeling-dealing purchasing agent in a large metropolitan hospital. Now, ABC has ordered up 13 initial episodes, which will begin production in early December, so that Harry will be on tap as a mid-season replacement when needed. All right, place that pup. Here's one. This is interesting. The Walt Disney film The Great Mouse Detective recently was banned in Norway for audiences under 12. The five-member state film censorship board voted unanimously that the film, which has been approved for all audiences in neighboring Finland, Sweden, and Denmark, cannot even be re-edited for youngsters. Now, this can only happen in Norway. Let me tell you, folks, forget it. Okay, the other day, check this out on Channel 2, Jim Brady asked Kirk Douglas if he'd seen the pictures of Michael Jackson with the brand new cleft in his chin. And Kirk responded indignantly, "No, but he's going to hear from my attorneys. My mother and father brought this chin over from Russia." Okay. It's a quote I was doing there. I got other stories, but we just don't have time, folks. I'm rambling again. So anyway, be sure and catch Disney News this week on CinemaScoop, or next week, rather. And now let's get on with more Newsreel.
You've been mouse-ercised!
Memories.
Hi there, this is John from Northridge, and I have a question. I don't know if you can answer it or not, but maybe you can give it a try and see what you can come up with. I was wondering if you know the birth date of Henry Thomas. He's the youngster that played Elliot on E.T., and I know he's either 11 or 12, or I don't know. I was wondering if you knew what his birth date is. I would appreciate that if you'd be able to tell me. Thanks.
Well, answering your question there, John, we have somebody on the line, Robert McNaughton. Robert, how are you?
Good.
And, well, can you answer his question? I mean, you certainly should know. You work with Henry.
for? How many months?
Three.
3 months on
three,
that tube.
And then doing publicity with them for about a month.
In case, you might want to tell them what you did on E.T., in case they're not...
I played Henry's older brother, and yeah. Michael.
What kind of experience was that, Robert?
The overall experience was great on the set and everything. I was really kind of impressed with, Steven Spielberg, of course, as a director. And,
yeah.
But then working with Henry and Drew was really a great experience, because...
Yeah, Drew came on the lot at Disney. I met her.
Yeah,
she's really cute.
Yeah, everybody says, sometimes that, that they're worried that, that she might say too much, but she knows, when not to overdo it.
Yeah.
In fact, she's not bratty. I tell that to anybody who asks me at all.
Uh-huh. That's great. So
yeah, she's really normal.
I don't know why he wants to know, Robert, but do you know how old Henry Thomas is?
I know he's 11.
11.
And let's see. I'm guessing, but I think he was born in September.
September. Why did they might have had a birthday on the set for him or something, or was that it?
No, that's wrong. I'm trying to say it was one of the later months, because it was shortly after we finished.
So maybe October or November.
Yeah, or even January.
Okay, well, that's about as close as we can get from a very powerful source here. So thanks a lot, Robert, for helping us out.
Sure, thanks. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Hello, you're on live with Paul Mack. This is CinemaScoop. Who called in?
Oh, this is Greg.
Greg?
Yeah.
Well, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Are you a caller?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen any movies lately?
Not really recently. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What did you think of that film?
That was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was, it was kind of, the ending was probably the funniest part of it.
Yeah, very interesting film. So you are a caller, huh?
Yeah.
So did you hear the tape?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the tape about, if you heard the tape?
The last tape you did?
Yeah.
Oh, it was about, your debut tape or something?
Right.
And it was about,
Okay, that's all right. I'm going to test you here, because I know you people are in cahoots. Sometimes, people get their friends to call up because they hear I'm doing a contest. But I am doing a contest, and you have a chance to win a ticket good for either a Man Theater, United Artists, Pacific, or General Cinema Theater if you can answer the following question. And it might not be the question you think it's going to be, but this is the question. What year was Donald Duck born?
Donald Duck?
Donald Duck. If you can give us the year he was born, we'll give you a free ticket for one of those theaters.
Okay.
A theater of your choice.
Donald Duck.
Now, Donald Duck, of course, from the Walt Disney Studios. Donald turned 50 not long ago.
50.
Not too far back. Not recently, but not long ago, if that helps you any. But basically, what year was Donald Duck born?
I guess
1930 is your guess?
Yeah.
Well, that's absolutely wrong. I'm sorry. Donald Duck was born in 1934.
Oh, well.
Just 4 years off. But hey, he just celebrated his 50th birthday in 1984, and to commemorate that, they put his footprints in the Man Chinese Theater in Hollywood, Mr. Donald Duck. But I want to thank you for calling CinemaScoop and for giving it a shot there. And apparently you weren't in cahoots with anybody else. But if you were, you were going to answer 1928, weren't you?
No.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot for calling, then.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Les? Hey, I want to thank all these talented people on this show. Can't find better talent than that, or better beauty. And before I leave, I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you about a blight that has hit our nation. A curse. A deadly plague. Drugs. They come in all different forms with fancy medical names and snappy nicknames. No matter what you call them, though, they all should have a skull and crossbones on the label. They're poison. They deny you the rights that many courageous men and women fought hard to win. They deny you the right to the pursuit of happiness because all you can pursue is more poison. They rob you of the right to liberty because they make you a slave to yourself. And they can take away your life. If you use them at all, you're hooked. If you're hooked, get competent help. right away. If you don't use them, don't start. America's a beautiful place filled with fantastic people. Let's not pollute either one. Say no to drugs. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
And if you've joined us in progress, remember, this whole mess will repeat momentarily. For Paul Mack Productions and Wildside Studios, this is William Wilde. And thanks for letting me do it in your ear.
First you pick up your phone, then you punch in some tones, and you wait for the ring to be through. Then the tape starts to roll and you unburden your soul, 'cause you know the next 3 minutes are meant for you. To do the telephone rag, the telephone rag. Gonna give him a tongue lash and gonna need a body bag. Ragging on the phone is something you do well. Long as you can see him, you can't really give him a hell. Talk is cheap, so wait for the beep. It's time to do the telephone rag. First you pick up your phone, then you punch in some tones, and you wait for the ring to be through. Then the tape starts to roll and you unburden your soul, 'cause you know the next 3 minutes will be for you.
I hope you enjoy this special newsreel edition of Cinema Scoop, and remember, next week on Monday, November 10th, is the brand new edition of Cinema Scoop, coming right here to 989-7500. And if you go see a movie this weekend, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, up and coming, make sure you leave a comment right here at 989-7500 and tell us all about it, and we'll play that comment back on an up-and-coming tape. Tell all your friends about Cinema Scoop right here, 24 hours a day, at 818-989-7500. This is Paul Mack speaking. Thanks for calling. This tape will repeat momentarily.